Why did that happen? Because God is, what's our word? Faithful. He's faithful. He says, you know, I want these 170 kids to hear this gospel plan. When did it? And you know how I am about saying God decided. I'm not. It's not the best of phrases, but nonetheless, in eternity. And then we just get to participate in God's eternal plan unfolding. So he says, no, not UK, South Africa. He says, Myanmar. And just talking to the McConnells, they're ready to die in rugby, correct? So we go South Africa, Malawi, South Africa, because that's God's eternal plan unfolding, because God is faithful. This is why it transcends our lives. This is, eventually we'll get to Isaiah 55. It's my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. For as the high as the heavens above the earth, are so my ways than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts. Yes. And we participate in it. So that's a word for you. God is faithful. Just briefly, then I'm going to ask Tom to come as a other elder here in Anchor to share a thought with you, just his own personal experience of God's faithfulness here. I give to you again, verse 21, therefore I will wait in hope. Then verse 24, therefore I wait for him. So one may be able to simply say, verse 21, I wait for him. Why? Because if I wait for him, that is hope. If I'm waiting on anything else, how is it ultimately hopeful? There is a certain degree of it's more than a certain degree. It's a great degree of uncertainty. Yeah. Because we don't know the future. But if I know him, if I'm waiting on him and his plan to unfold, what better plan is there? There is none. So one can say, I wait for him, I wait for him. I wait in hope, I wait in hope. Because he is the God of hope. So, Tom, why don't you share just your personal sense of being here, ministering as an elder, how God has been faithful.
Thank you, Carl. It is an amazing day. 70 years at Grace Community Church. My understanding from when Pastor MacArthur came, it was basically they wanted a young man. They had lost two prior older pastors. But it was a lot more than that, because they did hear the truth spoken by John to them, even if it was a long sermon. It's the truth. The truth is what we desire. The truth is what we need. But the heart of sinful man doesn't really want the truth. He wants to make up his own truth. But it is God that changes the heart of man. And he's done that with every single believer who has existed to this point in time. Most, if not almost all of you, know that miraculous change of heart. We were blind. He opened our eyes, softened our hearts to the truth. In the membership class, it's interesting as the people there, literally all of them are coming here to Grace because they've heard the truth spoken. We do ask for your prayers from the elder board and the leadership here that we would continue in his truth without wavering. Personally speaking, I thought I knew the truth. I was brought up here in the valley. Went to a little Lutheran church. It was a long time ago, so they weren't really liberal at that point. And I heard the gospel, and I believed. But my heart had not been changed, even though they confirmed me, which I assumed, therefore, it's affirmed. I'm good with God, right? That wasn't the truth. I was married in 1984 to my lovely wife, Stacy. And we had a solid pastor that married us along with a Lutheran pastor. and Stacy's parents, and I think I've shared this with you before, Stacy's parents, her stepdad and her mom, were believers, and they were giving us the gospel, seeing that there was something missing. We thought we were Christians, but we were not. But we're giving him the Heisman. You know, that's good for you, but you're a little too serious, a little too over the top. But the Lord revealed through great difficulty and pain that the only thing that you can rely on is him and his truth. So God revealed that to me in 1989 and went to my then spiritual leaders of Lutheran Church, and they were not speaking the truth. Secular reasoning. I'm reading the Bible, and that's not what they're talking about. So I really wondered if the truth was being taught anymore. For the first time, went to KKLA, listened to the radio, and here's John proclaiming the truth boldly, clearly, with authority. I was devastated. I was evil. I was lost. Came here for counseling with Arnold Ruby. Probably not too many of you know him. That was a long time ago. But he counseled me with the Word of God. And I was redeemed, reconciled through Christ our Lord. He is faithful. A year later, I don't really know what was going on in Stacy's mind at that point because we were afar off from each other. Our hearts were apart. And the Lord was working on her heart. I tried to share with her. I remember one comment from her was, "I don't want to know the truth." God, who is faithful, brought the truth to her. A year and some afterwards, she's redeemed. And I'm like, who is this? What do I do? Trust is devastated, right? Be careful about trusting man. I'm not saying distrust, but there's only one that is trustworthy and faithful. So stepping out in faith. Here we are at, what, 41 years?
And so you've been at Grace, and for how long?
Since 1989.
Wow.
I was saved, came here. I didn't know who John MacArthur was. We live in Northridge, still do. And when I heard him, I'm like, this guy's like spot on. Where is his church? 15 minutes away. To give you some of the detail of that first day, this is sweet. I heard about fundamentals of faith. Went to the table day one. Talked to Dave Amandis. Now I have the joy of serving with him on ECHA and other areas of ministry, which is awesome. And I remember what I asked him. I said, help me understand original sin. And I'm thinking not only of the garden, but the fall of Satan. And trying to work through that. Anybody have that all figured out at this point? But he's faithful. We would remain and stay utterly lost were it not for him. In his eternity past, predestining to open our eyes and soften our hearts. And believing the truth. And as we were singing this song, Merit of My Own. Never forget, we have no self-righteousness. We really have no merit of our own. It is his. For God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He is faithful. Let me think if there's anything else I'd like to share with you.
I'll ask you a question.
Okay. How could I refuse?
Yeah. How long have you served on the elder board?
Since 2010.
2010. So you have 16 years elder board. How has God been faithful to the elders of Grace Church?
Immensely so. He continues to work in each and every one of us that are his children, including the leadership. I see there's a lot of changes, obviously. We've seen huge changes. Our beloved pastor, his legacy is amazing and sweet, and what a gift from the Lord. I see the unity of the elder board in that transition, increasing in trust. And that's not to say we were not always united, but I see it becoming deeper in tangible ways. And that's because, again, with Pastor John, he had such great vision and giftedness theologically and otherwise. He just had a pulse on what was happening in Christendom. And just an example of that in the social justice issue, he saw that as a huge concern and a threat. Understanding God is providential in all, but at the same time, he is concerned about that aspect, particularly because it affected those who had been faithful throughout the years, our own friends. And the gospel is nothing to trifle with, and yet man's heart continues to do so, and we must protect that.
So you've seen Lamentations 3:19-24 manifest over years.
Lived out.
So how can we be praying for you as an elder?
For us to be faithful, but because of his faithfulness. He is utterly, completely trustworthy. He is doing a work. I don't know about you, Carl, but I don't know what tomorrow brings. But we step forward in faith.
I agree. Amen.
Trusting him wholly, fully, and completely. Because we're blind as to exactly where we're going. But if we are faithful and following his truth, we know ultimately it is good. One thing I want to comment on missionaries, Tony and Tom, and I'm curious about Burma. I want to talk to you in a minute too. But there's backstories of challenges and difficulties and trials. And many of you are going through serious ones now, but it's the same answer. He is faithful. Step forward in faith, trusting in him alone, not only for your salvation, but for your life, for where you are heading. Trusting him, and he will direct your path.
Amen. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Tom.